time available. The second factor in choosing an action is how much time you have before you have to do something else. If your meeting is starting in 10 minutes, you'll most likely select a different action to do right now than you would if the next couple of hours were clear. Obviously, it's good to know how much time you have at hand, hence the emphasis on calendar and watch. A total life action reminder inventory will give you maximum information about what you need to do and make it much easier to match your actions to the windows you have. In other words, if you have 10 minutes before that next meeting, find a 10-minute thing to do. If your lists have only the big or important things on them, no item listed may be possible to handle in a 10-minute period. If you're going to have to do those shorter action item things anyway, the most productive way to get them done is to utilize the little weird time windows that occur throughout the day. Energy available. Although you can increase your energy level at times by changing your context and redirecting your focus, you can do only so much. The tail end of a day, taken up mostly by a marathon budget planning session, is probably not the best time to call a prospective client or start drafting a performance review policy. It might be better to call the airline to change a reservation, process some expense receipts, or skim a trade journal. Just as having all your next action options available allows you to take advantage of various time slots, knowing about everything you're going to need to process and do at some point will allow you to match productive activity with your vitality level. I recommend that you always keep an inventory of things that need to be done that require very little mental or creative horsepower. When you're in one of those low-energy states, do them. Casual reading, magazines, articles, and catalogs, telephone address data that need to be inputted onto your computer, file purging, backing up your laptop, even just watering your plants and filling your stapler. These are some of the myriad things that you've got to deal with sometime anyway. This is one of the best reasons for having very clean edges to your personal management system. It makes it easy to continue doing productive activity when you're not in top form. If you're in a low energy mode and your reading material is disorganized, your receipts are all over the place, your filing system is chaotic, and your in-basket is dysfunctional, it just seems like too much work to do to find and organize the tasks at hand. So you simply avoid doing anything at all, and then you feel even worse. One of the best ways to increase your energy is to close some of your loops. So always be sure to have some easy loops to close right at hand. These first three criteria for choosing action, context, time, and energy, bespeak the need for a complete next action reminder system. Sometimes you won't be in a mode to do that kind of thinking. It needs to have already been done. If it is, you can operate much more in your zone and choose from delineated actions that fit the situation. Priority. Given the context you're in and the time and energy you have, the obvious next criterion for action choice is relative priority. Out of all my remaining options, what is the most important thing for me to do? How do I decide my priorities? Is a question I frequently hear from people I'm working with. It springs from their experience of having more on their plate to do than they can comfortably handle. They know that some hard choices have to be made and that some things may not get done at all. At the end of the day, in order to feel good about what you didn't get done, you must have made some conscious decisions about your responsibilities, goals, and values. That process invariably includes an often complex interplay with the goals, values, and directions of your organization and of the other significant people in your life, and with the importance of those relationships to you.